Iran's maximalist demands and the White House paralysis feeding them. Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi declared Sunday that Tehran will not enter direct negotiations with Washington while the United States remains in breach of the interim agreement signed in Islamabad in June. Communication between the two governments is continuing, Araghchi confirmed, but only through intermediaries, essentially a diplomatic note-passing operation rather than substantive talks. The demands Iran issued separately this week lay bare how far apart the two sides are. Full lifting of the naval blockade, an end to all sanctions, and payment of war reparations. Officials speaking privately describe Iran's economy as facing genuine freefall, with inflation reportedly accelerating sharply since the Hormuz closure disrupted the country's own oil export revenues. The cruel irony is that Iran closed the strait to inflict economic pain on the West, but the closure also traps Iranian oil inside, while Western oil majors report their strongest refining margins in years. The U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserve, now at levels last seen in 1983, was built after the 1973 oil embargo precisely to absorb supply shocks of this kind. Pentagon officials are ordering defense manufacturers to accelerate weapons production after 5 months of active conflict have genuinely depleted stockpiles, and Democratic senators are publicly pushing to end the war on military readiness grounds as much as humanitarian ones. Inside the White House, a reported rift between Vice President J.D. Vance, who reportedly favors negotiating a face-saving exit to reopen the strait, and Marco Rubio, who reportedly seeks a more decisive military outcome before diplomacy, has hardened into what observers describe as strategic paralysis. Neither camp has prevailed, and Tehran, which has every incentive to wait, appears to have noticed. Governor Gavin Newsom escalated domestic pressure further by posting video on X purporting to show the waterway still closed, challenging what he characterized as a pattern of misleading White House statements about how close a resolution is. Adding further uncertainty, Iran released what it described as rare footage of Supreme Leader Mojtaba Khamenei, the first since he assumed power in March. The footage is undated, and Israeli media and opposition sources are claiming Khamenei is hospitalized. If genuine uncertainty about decision-making authority exists in Tehran, the conflict's trajectory becomes still harder to predict.